This is a CKTZ News Update. A free Christmas Day dinner on Cortez Island is a tradition that's been around for a couple of decades. It's open to everyone. And on an island of 1,000 year-round residents, a good one-quarter to a third of the population takes part each year. Founder Jim Kearney explains how he came up with the idea.
So what inspired me to get it going was X number of years ago, I went to a craft fair at the Gorge. The decorations, the greenery, and the lights just blew me away. I mean, it was like going to the church hall when I was a kid.
Kearney says he had a personal motive.
I grew up in my grandparents' house in Nanaimo. I had uncles and aunts and cousins. Christmas dinner was always at my grandparents' house, and so it was chaos. It was just absolute chaos because all of my cousins were a little bit younger than me, and then the uncles and aunts would be well in their cups. So it was quite chaotic and very colorful. Being a single man, I was lamenting the loss of that kind of chaos on Christmas Day. So I created it, you know, mostly for myself. I just wanted something to do that day that was reminiscent of Christmases for me.
Pre-COVID, Kearney says the occasion would start late Christmas morning at the Gorge Community Hall and include more than just the meal.
I had gifts for kids, and I dispersed them by doing a little fish pond thing. You know, kids would hang a fishing pole over a curtain, and some to be on the other side, and they would load up their thing with goodies.
Kearney always made plenty of food. So just like Christmas dinners made at home, participants could go home with leftovers.
I always tried to make more. Given that it was a Christmas dinner, I wanted there to be leftovers so people could take the leftovers home. And I always showed up with Ziploc bags so that all the leftovers could be taken home. And rarely was there anything that ever had to be kind of given to the pigs. You know, it was mostly just all went out the door.
Kearney describes how the community would support and rally for the event.
When I came in Christmas morning, all I had to do was put the vegetables on to cook. That was all I had to do Christmas Day, because everything else was taken care of.
Over the past few years, Noah Davidson and Isabel Perry have taken on staging the event. Perry says they've had to adjust to provincial health orders requiring indoor gatherings be available only to fully vaccinated individuals.
So we've had to go from a community dinner served inside the Gorge Hall to takeout. So gatherings were not allowed last year, and we felt it was best to keep all the food prep, cooking, and serving within one household. So last year, four people did all the work in the kitchen. This year, if we had the dinner inside the Gorge Hall, we would have to ask for vaccination passports. We take on this Christmas dinner so that everyone can have a beautiful Christmas meal. So to avoid having to offend anyone or having the awkward job of police who gets fed, we chose to do a takeout dinner again this year.
This year, demand remains high.
At this point, we have about 200 RSVPs. If we base it on what happened last year, we'll probably get another 50 to 75 last-minute RSVPs. So the dinner consists of a traditional North American Christmas dinner. Turkey and all the fixins, gravy and freshly made cranberry sauce. Everything is made from scratch and with all the love and that our hearts can muster. But the whole dinner is volunteer driven, and Noah and I do not receive any monetary compensation for this dinner. We do it because we are passionate about community and because we love cooking for a crowd.
Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.